From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with No Deceit. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
To a dream.
We want to thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Hi, I'm Brad Becker. Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. We are now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 660th live broadcast. Tonight we present, no kidding, no deceit. The band started as a project for a local talent show in Campbellsville, Kentucky called the K Country Showdown. After a total of 6 hours of practice, the band won, and the rest is history. The instrumentation for this band has changed hands over the years, but the band is more on fire now than ever before. We are very, very pleased to welcome to our show this evening, No Deceit. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Our guest this evening is the band No Deceit, and Allison Stafford is the big voice you're hearing behind all these songs, and we're going to meet all the band members and talk about what they're doing this evening. Hey, Allison, while it's fresh in our mind, why don't you tell us about Run, Darlin', which is your song about the largest domestic marijuana syndicate in U.S. history.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I'm from Lebanon, Kentucky, and it was Lebanon, Kentucky, and Nelson County, and places like that. It was kind of the surrounding counties, but there was this very large drug ring, essentially. Marijuana was their drug of choice, for sure, and their ringleader was Johnny Boone, And there used to be these t-shirts when we go to ham days. There used to be these t-shirts that said, "Run, Johnny, run," like run from the police. So I actually wrote that song kind of about what it would be like to be in the life of Johnny Boone.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a life. He was on the lam for years, right?
Years. I think they just caught him like maybe a year ago or something in Canada. I don't know. Yeah, he was on the run for a while.
How amazing.
Pretty inspirational stuff, yeah. Huh?
It's quite a story. It's quite a story. Was that a name that they gave to themselves?
I think that they didn't call themselves that, but then somebody called them that, and I think they just went with it. And they're like, yeah, that's
stuck.
Cool. We'll work with that. So it's kind of like naming a band, you know? Just that works.
Yeah, right.
I come a long, long way. From the hills and the heart of Kentucky. Thank you.
we started recording our first album, I want to say it was back in like 2013 or maybe a little earlier than that. We became a band in 2011 and we decided in 2013 to make an album. And so we were working on writing, and I text Michael one day, this guitar player over here, I text Michael and I said, write me a hanging song, like an outlaw hanging song. And he was like, all right. So he comes up with this, you know, the first riff, the da 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 da, and then the drummer that we had at the time, he took a post hole digger and hit it with a hammer. It made like this really ting, and it was, I don't know, it was really cool. We used it in the recording and everything. I just wanted to write a song about an outlaw, because, I don't know, I'm into history and kind of all that stuff, and it was about the last hanging that happened in Kentucky.
So you're not channeling sort of fictionalized history. This is actually sort of the real deal.
Yeah, it's a mixture of fictional and real. It's kind of, you know, I had to embellish a little bit for song purposes.
That's okay.
But for the most part, it's definitely historically grounded. So we released it in 2015. We released our whole record that we had at the time, and that was the single that we released. And it went all over. I think it was playing in like Michigan on the radio, and Oklahoma, and Texas, and different countries. And our drummer at the time, his dad got to looking on just these random Amazon music charts. And then he was like, you guys are number one on the trending outlaw country charts. And I was like, no, we're not.
Come on.
And we stayed there for like 4 weeks. It was pretty wild. We were on the same like charts as Willie Nelson and other people like that.
Well,
and
hey.
I was just like, wow. You can see for miles in this dust haze. It's a long walk for a sinner to think about the wrong you've done and the hearts that broke across the Harlem Bridge to the tallest stone. We'll be right back. we did get a pretty big response, I think, fan-wise at that point. You know, we made a video and we did all kinds of stuff with that song, and it's been playing for years. I think it still plays every once in a while on like the Sirius XM Outlaw thing or something like that. So that's kind of where we started, and then from there we just kind of grew.
Well, way to go. So who gets the writing credit for that?
I wrote the lyrics, but he wrote the music, so.
Yeah. And do you guys collaborate that way a lot with your tunes? Is it largely a collaboration between you and Michael?
Yeah, it's actually a mixture of all of us, really.
Okay.
A lot of times there'll be different songs that maybe Eric will have an idea for and we'll run with it, or I'll have an idea for and they'll throw some music on it or something like that. So we just kind of split it all, because, I mean.
Do you think that that's a good sort of strategy for keeping a band cohesive and keeping everyone feeling gratified by the process of what you're doing?
Yeah, I think so. First you're hot, then you're cold. You rain, then you're snow. A torrential downpour followed by a warm summer breeze. Yeah, you're up, then you're down. High off the ground. A tornado warning, oh, you come down if you please. You change your mind like the Kentucky weather. Oh, nothing feels better to me. Never the same. Kentucky weather. You're here, then you're gone. You're dust, then you're dawn. You're the calm before the storm that never leaves. You're the chill in my spine. You're the dangerous wine. One sip of you, I lose all control. Oh, you change your mind like the Kentucky weather. Oh, nothing feels better to me. Never the same. Oh, the weatherman ain't to blame. We're two cardinals of one feather. And you change your mind.
So did you go to school in Campbellsville?
I went to school in Lebanon, Marion County.
In Lebanon. Did you have a good music program at your school? One that sort of supported someone with your kind of talent?
There was a band, the marching band and stuff. That was about all there was in our school.
Uh-huh.
I was really big in the FFA, and I did a lot of talent stuff with the FFA. So that's kind of how I got to where I am now as far as school-wise. Yeah.
And did you grow up on a farm?
No, I grew up in the middle of nowhere, though, and I grew up across from a farm, if that counts.
that counts.
Yeah. I grew up literally like 20 minutes outside of anywhere, so. But yeah, it was a big thing when we were in school. It was the biggest club in our school, and
yeah,
all of my friends were in it, and I kind of just joined it at first just because it was what everybody was doing, and I got really into it and really loved it. It was awesome.
Yeah, writing good songs is no small deal. Do you feel like you had a writing mentor, someone either in school or outside of school who really supported you that way?
I think I really got my start. My grandpa played in a bluegrass band called the Foster Children in Greensburg, Kentucky. I think I got my start doing that. And then from then on, I don't know that I necessarily had a mentor in writing. I had a girl that kind of taught me how to play guitar a little bit. She taught me a couple chords, and she was really into singing and writing and playing guitar. And she taught me a lot of what I do now, for sure. But a lot of it was just listening to music growing up, you know, listening to different kinds of stuff. Me and my mom would go all over the place and listen to different people and different types of music, and just kind of how.
Sounds like a cool mom, and you guys had kind of a neat relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that sounds
a lot of
great
trips to Nashville.
Yeah, wow, very nice, very nice.
Cindy, you better run. Run as fast as you can. He'll be there waiting with the clear water in his hand. And them copper plated steels and these Appalachian hills. They busted our bells, broke our hearts, stole our plants and pills. Slow this Chevy down. Is here trying to get rid of the one thing we had left to fly. Some lady come around with her axe and holy crown, but we won't let take away our rights. Slow this Chevy down. Just fill it up in a mason glass. Never wonder where we are. Come on in.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with No Deceit. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from No Deceit after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.